I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A series of bombings targeted people gathering in shops and markets yesterday to celebrate Afghanistan's Independence Day. At the same time, ongoing talks between the U.S. and Taliban leaders center on U.S. troop withdrawal. Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nettleton says there's been an attack nearly every day in Afghanistan for the last month.
These bombings are not happening in a vacuum. They're happening in the midst of some of these other things that will affect Afghanistan's future for the next 100 years.
As pressure rises throughout the country, believers feel it too. Would you ask God to protect his followers in Afghanistan?
We need to pray for wisdom and for God's will in all of those conversations. Pray for government officials who will set the power structure for what's going to come.
And most people know about the negative influences of social media. But Pierre Hosny of Horizons International says social media can change lives for the better.
People in the Middle East are spending so much time on social media. This is a huge opportunity for the gospel, because what we're able to do now is put the gospel in front of them while they're spending all these hours on social media looking at videos and pictures and having conversations. And we're finding that a lot of people are really open to the gospel.
Horizons International has a platform called Pure Heart of the Middle East that posts video testimonies of converts from Islam. Next time you're on social media, look for avenues for encouraging others. And find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. The deaf are one of the largest unreached people groups in the world. This month, Deaf Bible Society offers a special guide to advocate bringing the gospel to the deaf in their unique sign languages. And they're inviting you to make an eternal difference. Look for the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.